Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends here on North Georgia's News Talk. And I love to graze in the grass. And you know what? It's the perfect time of the year. We've got all that snow out of the way. We can actually see the grass now. You know, it's been snow covered, and now spring is here, and we can have some grazing in the grass. Are you putting our toes in the sand down on Sapelo?
Yeah, Sapelo's a great place to do that. I mean, the spring comes differently in the mountains as it comes differently in the coast. And when I think of spring up in the Georgia mountains, the first thing I think of is spice bush berries. And they're beautiful small twigs, just large trees that are undergrowth, and they have beautiful small yellow flowers, and they signify spice bush berry tea. And that's something that reminds me of spring in Georgia.
Spice bush berry tea. Okay, so now what's that?
It's the best tea in Georgia. It's better than sassafras. It's one of the best native teas that you can find. And that's something you get in spring. And a lot of your parks will have this plant growing along it's an understory plant growing along creek banks. And it's a great plant, and it's a great tea. You just break off the pieces of the branch or pieces of the bark. You boil it. But again, you must know it's that plant. There are risks go with an expert or someone that's familiar with it. The other thing in Georgia are ramps. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah, it's definitely ramp season. So, yeah, let's hear more about that, because ramps are great, especially with the way you prepare them. So I'll let you tell the listeners.
Okay. Ramps are wild mountain leeks. They're not wild onions, and it's not wild garlic. Those are two different types of plants. But they're wild mountain leeks that grow on the north face slopes of mountains, about pretty high elevations, around 2,000 to 3,000 feet or higher. They have tremendous flavor. They're used in a lot of dishes. They can either be sauteed, used like you would use garlic or onions. They're also are packed with a lot of nutrients. They can also be sauteed. They can also be fried in a tempura-type fashion. But a lot of the state parks and people who are property in this area will have ramps. But since they're so sought after, people pretty much guard their ramp patches.
Well, I know that they're a very, very special crop. So how can we identify them, though, so that we'll know that that's a ramp and not something maybe that, even if it's edible, that we wouldn't want to eat, we want to find the ramps?
Well, first of all, in gathering any edible plant, you go with someone that's familiar with it and knows the plant well, because there's a risk. All plants have a look-alike, and a look-alike can be harmless or a look-alike can be poisonous, and ramps, too, have look-alike. So what we will do is we will post on the website Travel Bags with Anita, we will post some pictures of ramps. Do not use this as a guide to determine to try a ramp. It gives you an idea what a ramp looks like. Okay. You try ramps by eating ramps from people who know what they're doing and have done it for a long time.
Okay, so say, for instance, we're staying at one of these great state parks that Kim just told us about. Mm-hmm. We find the ramp patch. There's someone there who identifies, yeah, this is a ramp. So what are some things we can make with it?
Well, you can saute the ramps up. You can cut them up, saute them with a little bit of onions, and put some trout meat in it. Or you can take the ramps. The most classic way is just sauteing some potatoes and mixing the ramps with potatoes. And ramps and potatoes is a classic North Georgia dish. It's a great dish.
But you have to add the bacon to it now.
Well, bacon helps as well. If you don't have the bacon, ramps and potatoes are fine.
I don't know. I love the bacon. I just love bacon with everything. I'm waiting for bacon ice cream to come out. But now, speaking of trout and speaking of the mountains, I mean, there's a great trout farm up in North Georgia, too, that would be really an excellent one-day trip for a family to take their kids fishing.
Well, one of my favorite trout ponds, this is a private trout pond owned by a guy named Glenn Elliott, Elliott family, and he's been growing trout for decades. And he's very familiar, and he has a trout pond that contains several small streams, and actually there's multiple ponds in it. He grows a great rainbow trout. He uses a very specialized feed that's a good quality feed, and his trout have a unique flavor and a unique color. And it's fun to take the kids there. The land is pristine, so you can see Georgia, what it used to look like many, many years ago. A lot of these native plants I talk about, spice bush berry ramps, all of these grow in the surrounding regions of Sutches. If you're looking for a wild plant or something that's unusual, Sutches is the place to look, at least to begin your start. But Glenn's a fun guy. There's a places to rest. There's a place food to eat, and you can either go there and just catch trout, or if you make arrangements with him, you can actually camp at his site. So all those are possibilities.
And it's called Black Mountain Trout Ponds, and his telephone number is 706-747-2582. I would just give him a call and make sure they're open now for the spring, because it's probably still a little bit cooler there than it is in Gainesville. But, you know, I was going to let our listeners know also that this is also a good place to go on a date, because when you and I were dating, we would go to the pond, catch the fish, and then come back and make a meal of it back at home.
Yeah, we did. We would come and make either trout chowder or we'd do smoked trout. And that's one of the good things about it. So, you know, again, it's a great place to go, good trout. And, you know, again, they're very, very good people.
Very good people. And he also has a Facebook page. So you can check him out also with Black Mountain Trout Ponds on Facebook. And you'll see a picture of him there and some of the trout that folks are catching, because it's also good because there are different sizes of trouts too. Is that right? That you can catch?
The different sizes of the trout you can catch, and they're rainbow trout. But a piece of trivia, there are no trout in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
The native fish in Georgia we call a speck is actually not a trout. It's a member of the Arctic char family. But all the trout you catch, whether they're brown trout, rainbow trout, or white trout, they're all have been brought to the state.
Now, speaking of things that live in the water that we love to eat, what's going on down on the coast? Because isn't there the blessing of the fleet and the start of the shrimping season coming up soon?
Oh, the blessing of the fleet's a great place to go, and that occurs in the town of Darien, where we have Georgia's largest shrimp fleet. And that's a great place to go. A lot of events, a lot of good shrimp to eat, and the scenery and the places to be down there are really neat. Great seafood, very affordable. It's a nice place to take the family and a lot of places to stay. And you could even stay at the Captain's Cottage, which is not that far from there, and go to the festival.
And, you know, that festival takes place really over 3 days. I mean, it starts Friday night with some live concerts and the start of the art exhibit and everything there. But it's really a full weekend, with Sunday being the day that they actually do the blessing of the fleet.
Right.
And what happens with that is the shrimp boats will actually go down the river there in Darien, the Altamaha.
Right.
River there in Darien, and then they're blessed right when they get to the bridge so that they have a very successful and safe shrimping season, because safety is a big part of what our folks do down there, catching all this great seafood out of the water for us.
And it is, and the shrimp, blessing of the shrimp of the fleet may not necessarily correlate with the opening of shrimp season. Usually they do, but usually the DNR determines at that point, along with other coastal authorities, when precisely they're going to open the shrimping season.
Well, what's going on Sapelo?
Well, Sapelo, there's a lot going on. The weather is getting warmer. The beaches are open. The sea trout, I said, are biting.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful walks, beautiful hikes, the great nature trail. There are a lot of outdoor events to do. And, of course, there's great places to stay, such as the Sapelo Island Birdhouses.
And those are luxury places as well. We talked about the yurts. It's not a yurt. It is a cabin, or cottage, rather. And they are done in luxury style so that you have all of the amenities of an urban place in a natural setting, which makes it very, very nice over on Sapelo. And you can give us a call at 912-223-6515 to actually reserve one of those great cottages over on Sapelo. And walks on the beach. I mean, it's perfect time because it's not too hot yet. You don't have the mosquitoes or anything like that. So it's a great time to come down to Sapelo and have some great seafood.
And enjoy a great island. Again, you can see the sites on the website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. You can take long strolls, or you can rent a bike on the island and just enjoy the whole entire island.
Bike or golf cart, too. The golf cart rentals.
The golf cart rentals, and you can see the southern part of the island on a golf cart, and also see the Reynolds Mansion, and a lot of the great history of the island, or take a guided tour on the island as well.
Now, the Reynolds Mansion, that's one of the Georgia State Parks as well.
It is. That's a beautiful facility owned by the tobacco tycoon, R.J. Reynolds, and it's an incredible place. They even have access to it. It's a great experience.
Well, it's a lot of history there. I mean, it's just fascinating to see that house and see how it has been preserved. So great opportunities, lots of great things to do. Now, we'll have all of these things listed on our website, which is www.travelbagswithanitaandfriends, and check us all out. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about, as we plan to get away for the spring, we also need to think about staying safe, staying secure, and really staying within our budget. So when we come back, we'll have some more on that. This is North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDU. Back in a minute.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down stones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.